Good morning, and thank you for joining me here on Astro Consciousness for yet another week. And man, is it quite the week. So let's get started. First off, I want you to see that right above this audio, I've left all of the alignments for the week broken down by day. Because all of this energy is revolving around Virgo, it's important to really take all of the days one at a time. Because Virgo energy can lead to anxiety if the energy revolving is not handled well. So with that said, we begin the week with a stellium in Virgo, Sun, Mars, Mercury. For those of you who are not familiar with what a stellium is, it's just a group of three planets very closely together in the same sign. Okay, so that means that they each feed off of each other's energy, only to amplify the energy. So we've got that Virgo stellium, which follows the new moon in Virgo, which we had on August 30th. Let's break down what all of this tells us. The Sun represents how we show up in the world. Mars represents our will and our energy to show up in the world. And Mercury represents how we plan to actually do that. All of this Virgo energy is about taking care of the little details in order to create a solid foundation to build upon. In other words, if we're going to do something, we need to do it well. In a sense, that's a huge, huge gift to ourselves, because we're saving ourselves from heartaches later on, to where we don't have to take care of the details that we should have taken care of in the beginning, of whatever the beginning means for you. With, you know, that fine analytical mind, we can make a list, we can check it twice, and make sure that we're not just meeting our expectations, but so much Virgo energy in order to look at the details as asking us to exceed our expectations in terms of getting the things that we promise ourselves done. And, you know, that's a great practice to have. If we aim to exceed our own expectations simply by doing every little step of the way well, not just doing it, but doing it well, we get a sense of accomplishment simply by doing what we're supposed to do. The sense of accomplishment doesn't come from something outside, doesn't come from an award, doesn't come from someone patting you in the back. It simply means that you ritualistically and habitually begin to do things differently for yourself. And I emphasize those two words, ritual and habits, because it's very much a Virgo word. Or they're very much Virgo words, and they should be taken into consideration, and they should be something that's in the forefront of our minds during this season, so that our subconscious can begin picking up these things, so that we work with the energy around us. Anyway, so the new moon on August 30th opened the cosmic window for the next 6 months to plant a seed, aka set those intentions. To set new routines, to take care of ourselves physically, emotionally, and just to simply be as discerning as possible with our decisions so that they pay off in the long run. And from that place, we can be of service of others. If you follow my Instagram posts, I've written a lot about being discerning, being patient, and doing what's genuinely best for us, because not only are these concepts aligned with the current energy, like I mentioned before, but they serve as a reminder that our well-being matters and that it requires consistent and diligent Virgo-like work to achieve it. This is exactly why we have different seasons, different zodiac signs, so that when the sun, you know, goes over a certain sign, we have close to 4 weeks to work on that particular, on those particular aspects of that sign, to really juice the gifts that that sign provides us with. And in this case, it's looking at the details, in a diligent manner so that we can build a strong foundation. So following that new moon from August 30th, this is where the union between Sun and Mars also comes to play. It is one thing to set an intention, but it is a completely different thing to actually do what needs to be done in order to fulfill that intention. The cosmic union between the Sun and Mars is actually a pretty big deal. The Sun and Mars only meet every 2 years in each sign, which means that the last time that the Sun and Mars met in Virgo was 2 years ago. Whatever we start during this union, during this conjunction, in this case, you know, wherever Virgo falls in your own chart, will play out over the next 2 years. This is pretty important. So, I mean, when you think about it, you have the energy of the new moon, you have the energy of Mars meeting the Sun. And this means that whatever intention, routine, regimen you promised yourself to keep over the next 6 months has a very great potential of coming back to you twofold in such a positive way. When we show up for ourselves, the Sun, and act, Mars, whatever we've been planning, wishing, and thinking, Mercury, all of this comes together, and it is the most important single ultimate way of showing ourselves self-love. In showing up for ourselves, we release the expectations of anyone else fulfilling that for us, because we've already done it. In showing up for ourselves, we stay ready and open ourselves up for gifts and opportunities that the universe can bring us, because our daily habits have created energy and momentum, and that's what's sent out to the world, that's what's sent out to the universe, and that's what we call alignment. It's like a personal trainer at my gym, he constantly says, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. And this is what habits and patterns do. At a deeper level, our soul responds in magnetic ways to what we practice on a daily basis, whether it's our thoughts, our eating habits, our workout habits, our meditation habits. All of what we do either helps us shine or it just dims our light. Even in the toughest of circumstances, when we practice courage and love by rising to life's challenges and being grateful for the lessons, man, that is a way of simply showing up. Of course, some lessons are tougher than others, and they need to be taken one day at a time. Otherwise, we just simply overwhelm ourselves. But when you think about it, that's all we need to do. That's all we can do. That's all that life asks us to do. It just asks us to show up. Our attention in the daily present moments is all we can give. But we overwhelm ourselves with what we should do, what we should have done, instead of just showing up today in the present moment. I also write about this a lot, by the way, in my Instagram posts. So when we expect ourselves to show up beyond the present moment, we become paralyzed because we assume somehow, some way, we assume that we should have everything done all at once. And when we can't get to everything all at once, we simply end up exhausted and disappointed. We are not meant to take care of anything more than one at a time. I know that multitasking is like a badge of honor nowadays. It's even a requirement at some jobs. I mean, I get it. I've had that job. But the burnout is simply just not worth it. And I know that not everyone can go and quit that job that forces you to multitask. Believe me, I completely get it. But that's even more the reason of why it's so important to show up for yourself and make yourself a priority in things that bring you peace and things that remind you of what's important to you, especially in the middle of this fast-paced world. We deserve to give ourselves the experiences we want to have, but they require such an attentive commitment that if done slowly and continuously, the desired results are almost inevitable. This week is pretty indicative of that fast-paced world. It has a ton of alignments. It has a lot of peaks and valleys. Some of us are not going to be able to sleep well unless, again, unless everything is taken one day at a time and simply observing ourselves while all of this energy is going on. On my Instagram posts, I will be, as usual, posting daily, and I will be going through the alignments and just, you know, describing them and just seeing how all of this energy falls with you, how you resonate with it. But at the end of the day, just remember that you're not required to do extraordinary things to show up for yourself. Showing up for yourself actually means being in the present moment and in that moment doing what you said you were going to do. It seems like such an easy concept, but a lot of times self-sabotages our progress and our process, and we get in our own way. But by remaining in present moment, and I can't stress it enough, by remaining in present moment, we're able to observe those self-sabotaging actions and perhaps pause and do differently. It's like standing in a fork in a road, right? When you're in present moment, you can actually distance yourself from your self-sabotaging habits, right? And you can say, I can either go down the self-sabotaging road, or I can go down this new road in which all I have to do is act upon the new habit I want to have. And if you do that, if you isolate that fork in the road scenario in your mind every single time you're about to make a decision, it will be different. It will be better. And initially, of course, it can be a pain in the ass. I mean, you have to actually pause and perhaps envision that fork in the road and choose differently. For me, that exercise has helped me tremendously. Believe me, I've had to overcome and am still overcoming a lot of self-sabotage. And it's difficult to say out loud. It's difficult to accept. But in acceptance, I realize that I'm distancing myself from those self-sabotaging habits more and more. And in envisioning that fork in the road, I can slow down the momentum in my brain. I can slow down my thoughts. I can ground myself in the present moment. And again, simply choose differently. Choosing differently is, like I said, one of the biggest ways to show ourselves self-love. I know that I'm working every single day to show myself self-love. And that ish is hard. It's hard. It's harder than I imagined it would be. But that's okay. We take things one day at a time, one step at a time, so that we can create a solid foundation to act differently from. Anyway, I hope you all have an amazing week. Stay tuned. Like I said, on Instagram, I break down the energy. I write different posts about different things, whatever inspires me as well. If you guys have any questions, please, please, please feel free to comment on the blog post, comment on Instagram, send me a message, dial in. I would love to know how everyone is going to be doing throughout the week. I always love and appreciate your feedback. And thank you so much once again for sticking to the end of this audio. I can go off on little tangents sometimes, but I do respect and appreciate your time. Thanks so much. Have a great one.